A sit-down among allies. I'm Matt Napolitano, Fox News. President Biden addressing the media this afternoon after discussions with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The three leaders taking on several topics ranging from migration and economic opportunities to clean energy and labor rights. House Republicans are setting out to hold government agencies accountable.
Republicans say the investigation into what they call the weaponization of the federal government in agencies like the Department of Justice will be the goal of a new subcommittee. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise believes some agencies have been imposing their bias for too long.
That's not what government should be doing.
House Democrats like Ted Lieu of California believe this will stop the DOJ from important work.
They're going to create a committee to meddle into ongoing law enforcement investigations.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz reporting from Washington. Former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg sentenced to 5 months in jail in his tax fraud case, part of a plea deal for cooperating with prosecutors in the Trump Organization's trial. Weisselberg also sentenced to 5 years probation. A string of atmospheric river storms continue to cause headaches for California. Fox Weather's Max Gordon is in Monterio.
It continues to rain here in the coastal hills north of the Bay Area, but some good news for folks living here. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Office has lifted all evacuation warnings for folks living along the Russian River. This after the river crested early this morning, just inches away from flood stage.
Some parts of California, including Santa Barbara County, seeing more than a foot of rain in higher elevated areas. These storms have been blamed for at least 14 deaths across California. A late surge in trading leads to a strong finish on Wall Street. The Dow finishes up 186, the S&P up 27, the Nasdaq leaping nearly 107. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Thousands gathered in Sao Paulo, Brazil, protesting the attack on the presidential palace, Congress, and Supreme Court by supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro.
Bolsonaro is in Florida, where he reportedly fled last week as his supporters in Brazil stormed the presidential palace, the Supreme Court, and Congress, causing major widespread damage during a riot that lasted 3 hours. Members of President Biden's own party now are calling for him to take action and extradite him back to Brazil. Rep. Ocasio-Cortez tweeting, nearly 2 years to the day the U.S. Capitol was attacked by fascists. We see fascist movements abroad attempt to do the same in Brazil. The U.S. must cease granting refuge to Bolsonaro in Florida.
Fox's Jillian Turner, more than 1,500 people were detained for storming those government buildings. The vice president of Colombia says she was targeted with a roadside bomb. Authorities finding 7 kilos of explosives buried next to a rural road leading to her home. Ukrainian military members will be coming to the U.S. for training on the Patriot missile system.
A defense official confirmed to Fox News that the U.S. will train Ukrainians on the Patriot missile system beginning next week at Fort Sill in Oklahoma. Training can take several months, though this is expected to be expedited. It can take as many as 90 personnel to operate and maintain even just one Patriot battery. This would be the first time training of Ukrainians occurred on U.S. soil. HIMARS training was done in Europe. The Patriot system, which Ukrainian officials have been asking for, is designed designed to shoot down incoming rockets and missiles. Russia's foreign ministry said sending a Patriot over could escalate the conflict, but President Biden shot that down last month, arguing it's a defensive tool. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Mega Millions jackpot breaking the billion-dollar mark. Tonight's drawing worth $1.1 billion. That's the third largest in Mega Millions history. I'm Matt Napolitano. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.